What's going on? Brian Jones here, Marketing Mobster, and this is another episode of the Marketing Mobsters Radio Show. This is the Marketing Mobster Show. I'm your host, Brian Jones. As a podcast host, I've interviewed some of the brightest minds in marketing and self-development. Now, I'm on a mission to inspire other men who dream to be the best versions of themselves. Follow me on my journey as I learn, apply, and share real marketing and life hacks from some of the most gangster marketers and influencers I know. Hacks that will make you feel better and make more money in your business as a result. Yes, I'm Brian Jones, and this is the Marketing Mobster Show. What's going on, man? Today's episode, I want to talk about two different ladders. Yeah, I'm not talking about like a physical ladder. I'm talking about the value ladder in marketing, and I'm talking about your emotional energy ladder in life. So, well, okay, where do I go from there? Let's start with the value ladder. All right, so in marketing, there's the value ladder. Every business should have one. You know, if you're a dentist, you'd offer a free cleaning. You come in, the person comes in, gets their free cleaning, and you upsell them. Oh, no, it looks like your teeth are yellow. Do you smoke? Do I smoke? No, I don't smoke. Oh, okay, well, your teeth are yellow. I can offer you these whitening strips. Oh, okay, I don't want my teeth to look yellow. Okay. So then you like, boom, you get, you know, you upsell them. So you work them up the value ladder. You also, you know, like a coach as well, like in marketing, I mean, this is a pretty known concept, especially, if you're, say, for example, you're a coach, you know, you're a life coach. Okay. And you want to get clients. So how can you get people into your business and how can you introduce yourself to people? You can do this by offering them something of value, such as a free report or a free ebook or a free video, whatever. But now you have their email address, because in this business, in marketing, you really want to have that email address list, because that's a huge asset. They say on average you can, no, they say like on a very, very sub average level, you can get $1 per name per month on your email list. So if you have a list of 500 people with a really bad opt-in rate and everything, not trying to get too technical, but you can average, you can get $500 a month just by having that. Now, if you practice marketing strategies and techniques, that $1 can go up to like $4 or $5 per name, per email. So instead of getting 500, you can get like 2,000. But you have to work them up the value ladder. And there's several different pricing strategies that come into effect. So if you're a coach, if you're a life business, or if you're a life coach, we'll go back to that and say, hey, I got this free book. Where do I send it to? They enter their email address. Now you send them their free report. Okay, so what happened now? They just entered your world. Now it's time for you, the marketer, the business owner, to move them up your value ladder. Okay, so you're the business coach, okay? So you gave them a free report on how to improve their lives, how to be happier, 5 tips to a more fulfilling life, something like that. Now you can sell them a membership course, moving them up the value ladder. Okay, a membership course for $37, you can access these 4 modules that will help you in your life and in your business to be more fulfilled. Okay, so that's the second step of the value ladder. Now these don't have to be. Now it doesn't necessarily have to be what I'm saying. They're just examples. So after they get the $37 product, now you can go for more. Like a one-on-one phone call or a Zoom call, however much you charge, $147 an hour, $97 an hour. That's the next step of the value ladder. Work with me individually. Okay, then you can charge, then you can move them up to, you know, a real, like sessions, like a 10 session upsell package or whatever. Now, these are just ideas that I want to throw out there when I'm talking about the value ladder. So I want you to think about in your business, or in your business that you would like to launch, what would be the value ladder? Like, how can you get somebody in your world, in your business for free in exchange for their email address? And then how can you move them up to the value ladder? Because that's what happens when you have more options for them to buy. Your average cart value goes up. And I talked about that on a couple episodes ago. But in marketing, your only two numbers that you should be worried about is your average cart value and the cost that it costs you, the cost per acquisition of a customer or a client. Having those things in your funnel, having those upsells and different value ladders, that's what they are. The value ladder is just different products and services that you offer. So having those products and services that you offer is going to potentially increase your average cart value. Boom. Now that I talked about the value ladder, this one here is very, very interesting to me. This is the emotional ladder. So now I want to talk about the emotional ladder. So we've all been there. We've all had that anxiety, that overwhelm, that feeling in our stomach, in our pit. What that is, if it's in the pit of your stomach, it's a low energy. It's a low energy feeling, anxiety, low vibrational frequencies that give off low energy. So if you have that anxiety, stress, you know, it needs to be resolved. And what we do as people, as men specifically, especially, we kind of suppress it. We don't talk about it. We try not to think about it, but it's still there and it manifests. And then it starts to bleed over into every other area of your life. So how do you do that? How do you address that, those negative feelings? It's not easy. I'll tell you that much. It's really not. It's very hard because you don't want to get vulnerable, especially with yourself. But there are ways that you can do it and work yourself up an emotional ladder. So let's get into that part. The first step of climbing the emotional ladder is being aware that it's there. So I'm going to use this example. I'll use this example. I found out the other day that my wife and I are separated, but I found out the other day last week that she has been seeing someone. And my first reaction, my first thought, you know, was nausea, stress, like anxiety, and just my ego came into play. I was like, oh, screw this guy. He sucks. You know, what does she see in him? But, you know, that was the first step. Okay. I became aware of those feelings. All right. So now what do you do when you're aware of those feelings? Okay, Brian. Yeah, I know. Now I I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling mad. I'm feeling sad, feeling helpless. I'm feeling depressed. Okay. So those low energy feelings, they're energy that needs to be resolved. So take your hand, touch your stomach, literally, physically, right below that heart chakra, and start talking about and just acknowledge it, accept it, and be aware that it's there. That's the first step, awareness. Now, the next step of that emotional ladder is acknowledge it and give it a safe space. Safe space? What are you talking about, Brian? A safe space. These energies, they need a place to feel, to be acknowledged, and they need to feel safe. So just deep breaths in. I acknowledge you, Brian. I acknowledge the feeling of jealousy. I acknowledge that feeling of anxiety. I acknowledge it. Okay, it's there. Give it a safe place to just move around. Move around. Okay, so we have awareness, acceptance. Now it's time to awaken this thing. Move it throughout your body, all right? This is where it gets silly and goofy. Breathe deep. Deep breaths. In and out. Move that energy around. It's really hard to do it on podcasts. If I had a video, it'd be different. But yeah, you got to move that energy around because it needs resolution. And that's when you get excited and you move that energy. You get excited. You ride that to the next level of the emotional ladder. And that's inspired action. So in my example, I rode that energy, I rode that jealousy and anxiety, and I rode it into inspired action. You know what that inspired action was? I called Blair, my wife, and I told her, I was like, hey, I know you're seeing someone, and that's cool. I appreciate, that's fine. I can dig that. I want you to be happy. You hear what I said? I called her and I told her I wanted her to be happy. Even though we're separated, I don't stop loving her. I want her to be happy. She's the mother of my kids. And if she's happy, my kids are going to be happy and I'm going to be happy. So that's the inspired action. And a lot of people aren't taking it. They're doing what I would have done if I were me a year ago. They would have festered at and they would have lashed out and everybody would have suffered. I feel like this should have been two different episodes. I feel like it should have been the value ladder on business and then your emotional ladder in your world, in your life. But anyway, thanks so much for listening. I'm Brian.